This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. For the past 2 days, we have brought you the story of the Enchanted Highway, one man's attempt to save his small, dying town of Regent, North Dakota. Gary Greff is building giant metal sculptures along a lonely stretch of country road from the interstate to Regent. His idea is that if you create an enchanted highway lined with monumental art, the tourists will come from all over. Gary Greff hopes eventually to turn the town into the metal art capital of the world. When he began in the early 90s, Gary had help from a slew of volunteers, but when the tourists he promised never showed, the town's support for the project faded. Here now is the third and final installment of our story, The Enchanted Highway, from producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister. She's our narrator.
By the year 2000, Gary had been laboring for 8 years, but few tourists came. The problem? There was no marquee attraction on the interstate to lure people to exit and travel the Enchanted Highway.
Practically everyone you talked to still hadn't heard of the Enchanted Highway.
Gary's brother, Brad.
So we knew we had to get something on interstate to get him to come down and see the rest and ultimately get him into Regent to see our little town.
So Gary drew up plans for his most ambitious sculpture to date, Geese in Flight. Tall as 3 drive-in movie screens and mounted on a hill overlooking I-94, it would serve as a giant billboard seen for miles in each direction. Unfortunately, it wouldn't be cheap. So Gary videotaped this funding pitch and sent it to potential investors.
I need people who will see the potential of investing in this small community.
It was basically, okay, now I can't even continue this project unless I get funding elsewhere.
Help become a part of history in creating the metal art capital and the Enchanted Highway by contacting Gary Greff, Box 184, Regent, North Dakota.
I'm Byron Dorgan, and I'm a United States Senator, and I was born and raised in Regent, North Dakota. Gary is a dreamer, you know, he has a grand dream here. But what I saw in Gary Greff was an undying enthusiasm and a determination to make this project work and make it happen. And when I see that in people, I think, you know, we've got to help them.
Senator Dorgan answered Gary's call. He held a fundraiser brunch in Washington for the Enchanted Highway. And in the time it took donors to finish their Eggs Benedict, the senator had collected $80,000, more money than had been raised in total since the project began.
There we have the beginning of the dedication.
With that money, Gary was finally able to complete Geese in Flight.
All the dignitaries and so forth.
And in the summer of 2001, a crowd of almost 200 people gathered on top of that hill overlooking I-94 in the shadow of what is, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the world's largest metal art sculpture.
Thank you very much. I have a vision to make North Dakota a destination for tourists. If I had a family, my kids would say, if I said, well, we're going to go to North Dakota because we want to see the wide open spaces, they would probably say, no way. But if I said we were going to North Dakota to see the world's largest metal sculpture, and then from there we're going to go into a theme park where you can see 5 more sculptures, you can ride the water slide, then you will say, let's stop in North Dakota and make it a place of a destination. So that is my goal, is to make North Dakota a destination.
At that point, I think that Gary felt he did not need the okay of the Regent community.
Brad Graff.
I felt that for the first 7 or 8 years, he kept thinking that he was doing it for Regent and he had to have their okay. And so when they disapproved, I think he felt really bad about that. And once he got past that, I think then he felt better about himself, and I think the project actually moved at a more positive pace, I think.
The Geese in Flight was a complete turning point for the project as far as seeing it help the community. I mean, before that it was, yeah, there's a few more people coming down the road, yes. But now with the Geese in Flight, you know, you see cars and you see buses and you see trailers.
There's a couple of blocks down here that used to be full 60 years ago. And ever since that time, it's been 1 or 2 cars. And then now you can come into Regent sometime and see all the 2 blocks. And Cafe has got strange cars, strange license plates. And we never had that unless somebody come and visit their grandma or something. And And they even want to meet Gary.
Gary, can I have my picture taken with you, please?
I don't care.
You don't care.
In 2001, the Enchanted Highway Gift Shop opened on Main Street in Regent, bringing the project's first real paid jobs to town. Since then, Gary's brother Brad followed with another shop, Metal Magic. On an average summer day, about 100 people stop in.
I'm Jean Waller, and I'm from Greenfield, Massachusetts. They're just incredible. The Grasshoppers, the Chen family. I've traveled a great deal. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this.
Still, Jean passed on the Enchanted Highway frisbees, thimbles, and shot glasses, and drove off with just a few free brochures. Those that do open their wallets spend only a little on, say, an ice cream cone or a tank of gas. Gary's other plans, for a theme park and a motel and dinner theater, would help keep tourists and their money in Regent. But making all that happen requires capital. Capital that Gary doesn't have.
Keep our fingers crossed. Here we go. One more time.
So at age 55, Gary keeps building sculptures.
Hey, come this way a little bit.
In late 2004, he raised his seventh, a school of graceful but slightly comic fish.
Well, it looks a little crooked. Looks like the tail's got to go down. Oh, maybe it's going down on its own. Oh, it's leveling.
It may be that despite the dreams and struggles of Gary Graff, Regent will go the way of so many North Dakota towns. It could simply disappear from the map, with the surrounding plains populated only by the beautiful, towering creations that were supposed to be the town's salvation. Still, whether or not the Enchanted Highway is ever completed, and whether or not Regent survives to become the metal art capital of the world, Gary's noble struggle may, at least for a time, give Regent the life it so desperately needs.
I think Gary symbolizes hope.
Local teacher John Moore.
I think when a lot of people are writing off rural North Dakota, Gary isn't ready to do that.
There it goes. Yeah. All right. Looks pretty awesome.
I think sometimes he drags us along, perhaps kicking and screaming, but he drags us nonetheless. He just doesn't seem to believe that he will fail. He just, I think, believes he can do this.
And with that in mind, I thank everybody, and this vision will carry on, and this vision will go forward. Whether I'm here or not here, it's going to move forward. I guarantee you that.
You can hear all three parts of our story and see pictures of Gary Graff's giant metal sculptures. Go to our website at npr.org. The Enchanted Highway was produced by Elizabeth Meister and Dan Collison for Long Haul Productions in association with Chicago Public Radio. The editor was Gary Covino.